Customer Code, where we decode the future of marketing, AI, and digital strategy. I'm Christina, and in this episode, we're diving into a fascinating shift in the business world: chatbots as revenue drivers. In our last two episodes, we explored the psychology of chatbot trust and how human-like AI design can enhance, or break, consumer engagement. If you missed those discussions, I highly recommend going back to listen, as they set the stage for today's topic. But today we're looking at chatbots from a different angle. How and when can AI outperform humans in sales and customer interactions? Businesses are no longer just using chatbots to cut costs. They're now leveraging AI to increase conversions, enhance customer experiences, and even drive revenue. To help us break this down, I'm joined again by Andreas Munzel, an expert who has co-authored research on chatbot trust and AI-driven customer interactions. Andreas, it feels like we've moved from chatbots being seen as basic automation tools to something far more strategic. What's driving this change?
Absolutely, Christina. Chatbots, you know, they've really transformed from being just cost-effective tools where businesses automated simple tasks like FAQs into major engines for revenue growth. This shift is driven by advancements in AI that allow chatbots to engage with customers more intelligently and, well, dynamically. What we're seeing is a shift from chatbots as reactive support tools to proactive business drivers. Companies are no longer just deploying AI for customer service. They're using it to boost sales, personalize interactions, and guide consumers through purchasing decisions.
Right, and it feels like they've become sort of indispensable. Let's unpack this. Why the leap from just cutting costs to actually driving revenue? What's behind that change?
Great question. It's this convergence of two factors: consumer demand for faster, more seamless interactions, and the technology to deliver those experiences. Customers expect instant responses these days. And chatbots, they're able to scale that kind of interaction way beyond what human agents can handle. Plus, businesses realize that these interactions don't just save money, but actually result in higher order values. About 20% higher, in fact.
Wait, 20%? That's actually really surprising. So businesses are seeing these tangible results? What's making chatbots so effective here? There's got to be more to it than just the speed, right?
Exactly. Speed is huge, but it's also about consistency and availability. Chatbots can work 24/7, handle thousands of interactions simultaneously, and provide, let's call it, standardized quality. They eliminate wait times, which consumers love, but they also give businesses detailed analytics to optimize sales and marketing efforts. And another powerful element is emotional neutrality, which, funnily enough, can outperform humans in specific contexts.
Oh, that's fascinating. Emotional neutrality. So people are preferring bots over humans in certain cases, even when it's not just about speed, like where they actually feel more comfortable talking to a bot?
Spot on. Especially in sensitive areas like finance or healthcare, where people might hesitate to disclose personal information to a human out of fear of being judged. Chatbots don't judge. That's how they're perceived. And that creates a sense of safety, you know?
So it's not just about efficiency. It's about trust in a way. Even if it's a little bit, I don't know, counterintuitive, like people trusting technology more than a person.
Yes, it's fascinating psychology. Though let's not overlook the paradox here. While people expect chatbots to be ultra fast and efficient, they also want them to feel, well, engaging and conversational. This need for human-like flow without actual human involvement puts businesses in a tricky position.
Yeah, the whole efficiency versus engagement tension, right? That must be a nightmare to balance, like getting the tech to feel relatable, but still, I guess, super smart and efficient?
Precisely. And this is where subtle design choices make all the difference. especially things like conversational cues, interjections. You know, when a chatbot says, oh, I see, or hmm, it subtly reassures users that they're being listened to. These small touches make interactions feel more human, empathetic, while still being powered by AI.
Oh, that makes so much sense. It's like those little wow moments. They probably make the chatbot stand out. But let's go back for a second. You mentioned this paradox consumers have. They want it all, fast and human-like. Doesn't that set insane expectations for businesses?
Definitely. Businesses can't overlook this complexity. Those that use AI strategically, not just for cost savings, but as a way to create meaningful engagement, they'll not only meet these expectations, but thrive as a result. And Christina, this ties directly to examples of where consumers' preferences really differ depending on the context.
You mentioned consumer expectations and how they're evolving. So when it comes to the psychology angle, are people actually preferring AI for those quick, low-stakes interactions? What's driving that?
It's quite interesting. The preference often boils down to three primary factors: speed, efficiency, and emotional neutrality. For tasks like checking order statuses or booking appointments, consumers simply want quick solutions without delays or overcomplicating the interaction. AI excels here by delivering instant, reliable responses on a massive scale.
Okay, that makes sense for the simple stuff. But what about, let's say, areas like finance or healthcare? I heard people open up more to chatbots there. What's going on with that?
Great point. In sensitive areas like those, AI presents an advantage because it's perceived as non-judgmental. Take financial counseling as an example. A person might hesitate to admit poor spending habits to a human agent out of, well, embarrassment. But with a chatbot, there's no perceived judgment. They're just neutral, efficient listeners. It allows for higher rates of self-disclosure, which in turn gives businesses better data to work with.
That's kind of ironic, isn't it? Like, AI feels safer emotionally, even though it's not actually feeling anything. It's, I don't know, almost counterintuitive.
Absolutely, and it ties to the larger psychology of trust. Consumers trust AI in these instances, not for its emotional depth, but for its perceived objectivity and focus on solving problems. That's why chatbot performance, speed, accuracy, and consistency trumps even attempts to make them feel human.
So no need to mimic human emotions as much as just being really good at the task? But then, why do you think this trust can flip? Like, if the bot gets too human, or if people know it's AI too early in the chat?
Ah, now that's where it gets tricky. Transparency matters. Consumers don't like being misled. But early disclosure can also backfire, causing them to underestimate the chatbot's abilities. People can lose trust if they assume AI won't perform as well as a human. In these cases, businesses have to find a delicate balance. Disclose AI identity at the right moment, not before it's had a chance to demonstrate its competence.
Oof, that's a tough balancing act. So trust isn't just about saying, hey, I'm AI. Performance has to, like, prove itself first, make sense. Are there any specific stats around this dynamic?
Indeed. For instance, nearly 90% of chatbot interactions resolve within 11 messages. That's a reflection of AI's ability to deliver fast, targeted outcomes. What's compelling is how this efficiency consistently builds consumer trust, even if they had initial skepticism about relying on AI.
Efficiency, trust, and emotional neutrality? AI seems to nail that combo when it works well. But where does human interaction still edge out, especially when trust is at stake?
In complex, high-stakes situations where emotional intelligence and nuanced decision-making are required, think dispute resolution or major purchasing decisions. Humans excel here because they adapt, empathize, and handle ambiguity. And this dynamic highlights why businesses adopting a balanced AI-human collaboration model tend to perform better than those going all in on automation.
Got it. So AI plays to its strengths in quick, routine interactions, and humans step in for the trickier stuff, letting each do what they're best at. But Andreas, what about making these chatbots more engaging, like actually fun to interact with? Okay, so about making chatbots more engaging, are things like adding wow or hmm during a conversation what you mean? I'm curious, why would something that small even change how people interact with AI?
Exactly. These small words might seem trivial on the surface, but they hold incredible power. Let me explain. When interjections like hmm or oh, I see are used, they mimic human conversational cues. This gives users the impression that the chatbot is actively listening and, well, engaging with them in a more thoughtful way.
Oh, that's really interesting. So these tiny words, they're like, what, tricks or something? Do they actually lead to tangible differences? Or is it just about making the bot a little less robotic?
Tangible, measurable differences, actually. For instance, chatbots using these conversational cues tend to drive higher customer satisfaction and loyalty. They even increase something called purchase intent. Studies have shown that brands using chatbots with these subtle interjections saw a 15 to 25% rise in purchase conversions.
Whoa, that's way higher than I expected. So wait, are we talking about bots being persuasive just because they say things like, wow, or hmm, that seems kind of, I don't know, wild?
It does sound wild, but it's rooted in human psychology. When people interact with anyone or anything, they subconsciously look for signs of attentiveness. Even simple verbal cues reassure people that they're being listened to and respected. AI doesn't actually listen in the human sense, of course, but these interjections create the perception of listening, which is enough to make users feel more engaged and valued.
Huh. So it's not actually about making the AI feel human, is it? It's more about giving consumers that sense of connection without it being, how can I say this, misleading.
Precisely. That's the balance businesses need to strike. These conversational cues add a touch of personality to chatbot interactions, but they don't cross the line into pretending to be fully human. It ensures the chatbot stays authentic while keeping the interaction warm, we could say.
So the goal isn't making the bot pass as human, it's just kind of making it less cold and mechanical, but, you know, without setting up unrealistic expectations. Got it.
Exactly. It's about perceived competence with just enough personality to keep interactions engaging. And here's the kicker. Because it feels like an attentive listener, people are more likely to trust and spend more time interacting with the chatbot. This increased engagement directly boosts business outcomes.
Makes total sense. So if small words drive such big results, why aren't all bots using these techniques already? What's the catch?
Great question, Christina. You'd think adding those subtle conversational cues would be a no-brainer for all bots, given their impact. But it's not always that simple. Now let's zoom out for a moment. When companies aim for even bigger moves, like completely replacing human agents with chatbots, we see major challenges emerge. It may seem like the ultimate efficiency, but in reality, it often fails, especially in industries where customers demand empathy or nuanced understanding.
Wait, so full automation, it's not always the goal? I'd think companies would want to, you know, cut costs and simplify things. Why doesn't it work in those cases?
It comes down to trust and complexity. Tasks that are routine, like checking order statuses or answering FAQs, chatbots handle brilliantly. But when it's about high-stakes decisions or, you know, emotional scenarios like healthcare or finance, customers often need human judgment. They trust a person to adapt, empathize, and interpret subtleties that bots can't replicate.
Got it. Bots are stars with the simple stuff, but once things get tricky, it's humans who shine. So where does AI fit if it's not taking over completely?
That's the beauty of the hybrid model. Think of it as a baton pass. AI chatbots handle the initial interaction. They're quick, efficient, and great at gathering information. Then, if the issue is complex or requires emotional finesse, it's escalated to a human agent.
Oh, that's smart. So it's not about AI doing everything. It's about setting the stage. Like, bots take care of the easy part and humans come in for the big stuff makes total sense.
Exactly. And it's proven to work. Companies using hybrid models see higher customer satisfaction compared to those relying only on chatbots. For instance, in sales-focused interactions, AI-driven recommendations increase conversion rates, but human agents still close deals where trust matters most.
Huh. So pairing them actually boosts outcomes. But I'm curious, what about industries where chatbots replace humans entirely? That's got to work well in some cases, right?
It can, but only in highly transactional industries. Even then, there are limits. For example, surveys show that 90% of chatbot interactions are resolved within 11 messages. But once you go beyond that, frustration rises if there's no option to escalate. Customers want efficiency, but they don't want to feel abandoned when things go wrong.
Right, so even when bots handle most stuff, humans still need to be sort of the safety net. That's actually reassuring. Are there other advantages to teaming up bots and humans? Like besides just better customer trust?
Definitely. A hybrid model doesn't just build trust. It enhances efficiency on both sides. Chatbots gather data during early interactions, so when an agent steps in, they've got everything they need to solve the problem faster. There's less back and forth, which customers really appreciate.
Oh, that's handy. It's like bots are the prep team and humans are the finishers. Okay, but what about businesses that skip humans completely? Are they just putting efficiency over experience?
Not necessarily, but they're taking a risk. Full chatbot substitution works in limited contexts where personal interaction isn't valued, like online ticketing or tracking packages. But in industries driven by experience, like hospitality or retail, people still crave that human connection. Without it, you lose loyalty and repeat business.
So it's not just about the product. How someone's treated by chatbots and humans shapes their whole experience with a brand. That's a lot of pressure for businesses to get right.
And that's why balance is key. The best hybrid systems don't just switch between AI and humans, they integrate them seamlessly. Customers feel they're guided, not passed around. That's where businesses find the sweet spot between efficiency and connection.
So, Andreas, you mentioned how the best systems make customers feel guided, not bounced around. That's such a great point. For businesses listening in, what are the best ways to make chatbots work as a revenue driver rather than just a support tool?
There are a few key principles businesses should follow when designing and deploying AI-powered chatbots. It's not just about automation. It's about enhancing customer experience, building trust, and optimizing sales performance.
Right, and that's a shift from the old perception of chatbots as just cost-saving tools. Now they're becoming real revenue drivers.
Exactly. And that brings us to the first best practice, training AI to use natural interjections. We've already discussed how simple expressions like wow or I see can make AI feel more engaged and responsive. But these cues need to be strategically placed to match the conversation flow. For example, in a sales setting, a chatbot responding with, "That's a great choice," after a user selects a product, reinforces a positive purchasing decision. In customer service, a well-placed, "I understand how frustrating that must be," makes interactions feel more natural and less robotic. These small adjustments create a smoother, more conversational experience without misleading users into thinking the chatbot is human.
So it's not just about adding personality for the sake of it. It's about reinforcing trust and making the conversation feel natural.
Exactly. And that leads us to the second best practice, carefully timing chatbot disclosure. One of the biggest mistakes companies make is revealing too early that an interaction is AI-driven. When users see upfront that they're speaking to a chatbot, they might assume the AI lacks intelligence or empathy, leading to disengagement.
That's interesting. I recall this bit from one of our previous episodes on chatbots.
Exactly. If users already see the chatbot is helpful, they're more likely to accept it, even after learning its AI. Now, the third key best practice is implementing a hybrid AI-human service model.
We touched on this earlier. AI shouldn't be about replacing human agents, but working alongside them.
Right. AI works best when it enhances and complements human support rather than fully replacing it. The most effective companies use chatbots to handle repetitive, high-volume tasks while allowing human agents to focus on complex interactions. Take e-commerce, for example. AI chatbots can handle product recommendations, order tracking, and FAQs, while live agents can step in for personalized shopping assistance, problem resolution, or high-value customer inquiries.
And that makes a huge difference in industries where fast response times matter, right?
Absolutely. This hybrid approach reduces customer wait times, increases engagement, and allows human agents to focus on high-impact conversations.
But what about keeping chatbots up to date? AI isn't perfect. It needs to adapt.
Great point. That's why ongoing AI training is critical. AI should continuously learn from customer interactions, refine responses, and improve accuracy. The best AI chatbots are dynamic, not static. They evolve over time based on user behavior and feedback.
So, to sum up, train AI to sound natural, time chatbot disclosure carefully, and use a hybrid model where AI supports, rather than replaces, human agents. Those are the essential steps for making chatbots a true business driver.
Exactly. Companies that get this balance right will see increased sales, higher customer satisfaction, and a more scalable customer engagement model.
So, Andreas, before we wrap up, let's recap what we've learned today.
First, AI chatbots can outperform human agents in specific areas, especially low-risk transactions and sensitive self-disclosures. Second, subtle interjections make AI feel more engaging, improving both trust and sales conversions. Third, businesses should avoid full chatbot automation. AI works best when it augments human support, not when it replaces it.
That's a lot of valuable insight. And speaking of important topics, our next episode will tackle something every business leader should be thinking about: the future of chatbots and AI governance. We'll be looking at how businesses can balance AI-driven personalization with consumer privacy concerns, the ethical considerations of chatbot decision-making, and the role of regulations in shaping AI's future.
Yes, privacy, ethics, and governance are becoming just as important as AI performance itself. Businesses need to start preparing now for the next wave of AI accountability.
So make sure to join us next time for that crucial discussion. Thanks for listening to The Customer Code. We'll see you in the next episode.